I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When this story first showed up in the Rochester headlines, people heard what she was accused of and thought she was a monster.
Yeah.
Even after the details we got, Tommy, some people still think she's a monster.
Pretty gruesome.
But as everything started to emerge, it made the story more complicated. We now know what a woman discovered with the body of her partner in her home will face for punishment. And somehow, no matter how you feel about this story, no one is happy with what is about to happen to her. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this story first hit the news almost exactly a year ago. A 63-year-old woman was arrested when the feds say they found the body of her boyfriend stuffed in a recycling tote in the basement of her Rochester home.
Mm.
And when you hear that, you immediately think the absolute worst, right?
Well, gruesome.
Yes. Well, the story, Tommy, was not quite what it seemed. This woman, according to the feds, did not kill her boyfriend. Now, we don't have many details as to how he died, but it turns out he passed away, presumably in the home, in December of 2022.
Yeah.
She moved him to the basement, wrapped his body in plastic, put it in the recycling tote, and then regularly poured bleach over it to help control the smell.
Mm-hmm.
You may be asking why she did
this.
And the answer was to keep collecting government benefits this man was receiving. Right before his death, according to the feds, she requested a new benefits card. And according to investigators, she collected around $8,000 that she was not entitled to before she was caught for what she was doing. Now, when we first talked about this story, no one could really agree in this room on what punishment she should face.
Yeah.
Because, we have different ideas for sure.
Exactly, because here's the thing. She didn't commit a violent crime.
Yeah, she didn't kill
him. He died naturally.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Like, what she committed was a benefit scam, but she was also hiding the human body.
The whole mentality of it all was what really bugged us.
Desecration of a corpse or something.
You keep saying that, and I don't know if that's a thing.
I thought there's something where if you screw with the remains, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Kind of how you do to me every day.
You are a human corpse.
Every corpse is a human corpse, you idiot.
No, you can have a dog corpse.
You have to be dead.
Yeah, and a corpse is dead. Oh. Human corpse is
dead. Right?
All right. Guess you're less of an idiot.
I rescind my idiot statement. So here's the thing. She was hiding the body of a person at some point, and she was actively doing stuff to keep the body in a way where she can keep getting money. Okay. Today, we know what punishment she is going to face.
Okay.
She pleaded guilty in April. She was looking at up to 10 years in prison. And $250,000 fine.
Is that for mostly the fraud she committed, or is that the whole ball of wax?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Corpse included.
All right, did you see the story yesterday?
No, I did not.
Do you want to guess what her punishment will be?
So max would have been 10 years?
$10,250,000 fine.
That seems like a lot.
You're being awfully nonchalant about a body and a tote.
First of all, the body tote thing doesn't really bother me. I mean, it's gross, but I don't even think it's really a crime.
Oh my!
What? Is that a crime?
Not that. Low crime. Low, hideous crime.
Let me just time out from the game. I'd like to use my first time out of the show.
Yeah. Jump into the back of the room with the doofus face.
Okay. You don't think.
That's what bothers you the least.
Putting a body, a human body of someone you cared about, in a garbage can in a basement is a higher crime.
I don't think it's like, I don't put it like you didn't kill the person.
Well, yeah.
You're just screwing around with a dead body.
It's bad,
but I don't think we need to lock people up 10 years for that.
Okay, what do you think she got for a punishment?
2 years.
Kimmy, did you see the story?
I saw it.
Okay. Yep. Yesterday, this woman was giving a one-year-long prison sentence.
Yeah.
You're fine with that?
Yeah. I get the fraud and all that stuff, but even the frauds, it's $8,000. It's not like she grabbed $1 million, so...
I love you. Okay.
So what bothers you more, the fraud or the hiding the body thing?
I mean, the hiding the body thing is just weird.
That's weird to me that you think that's...
I know it's gruesome and stuff.
The fraud is bothering you more.
But that almost sounds like she's mental. Like, to do that for $8,000?
Well, no, because if the mental would be she was just doing it. Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a little screwed in the head.
I understand. Here, walk through
this. But there's a purpose, yeah. I guess.
Yes. If she was just hiding his body in the basement, I would listen to your argument that she had something wrong within her, mm-hmm. right? The fact that she did this for a purpose...
Yes, a motivation.
Tells me, no, that's nothing. This had to do with... Greed, this had nothing to do with, like, I have something wrong.
Well, I'm a greedy person, but I couldn't do that.
Okay. The way you're talking kind of sounds like you might be able to.
I don't think I could lift a man into a toter.
No, I agree with that. Okay.
That's a two-man job.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. She's going to prison for a year for hiding her boyfriend's body in a toter in the basement of her home. To collect $8,000 in benefits that he was entitled to while pouring bleach on the body to control the smell. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is that an appropriate punishment for the crime?
Okay, do we know if she served any time already? Like, has she been in jail to this point?
She may have made bail. There may have not been bail to make. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It does seem pretty late. Like, I would think, like, a minimum of a few, like, at least, like, 2 to 3 years would be part of it.
Does her age factor into that idea?
How old is she again?
63.
Yeah, she's
maybe.
Old. Poor thing.
Poor thing. She got a dead body into a toter.
Okay. Yeah.
When you put it like that, it sounds terrible.
But I mean, exactly how it happened?
Like, I'm just thinking from the perspective of a potential family member of somebody who is related to the guy that died. Like, I would think, like, I would be pissed that somebody did this to a family member, and I'd want a little justice.
But
here's
the thing, counterpoint to that. This guy was missing for like a year. Nobody reported
anything. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Well, yeah,
that's
tight family there.
Well, I mean, look.
I know.
You want to talk about tight family, bro? If you didn't meet your wife, you could die in your car and no one would ever think about you ever again. Okay, so when this story hit yesterday, you find this appropriate. Kimmy thinks the punishment is light. There were people that were furious that she only got a year in jail.
Yeah.
There were also people that were upset that she was doing any jail time at all. It seems that no one was happy. And the argument for people that got upset that she was doing jail time is this was really more, like your point you made, a benefit scam. And there are people that steal way more in benefits that never get a day behind bars, let alone an entire year.
Mm.
You side more with those people?
Yes.
If she had gotten no jail time, would you have been okay with that?
I would. Well, no, because for the two things, I would think she'd get a little something.
Okay.
But I was even putting myself into those shoes. Let's say, my sister-in-law did this to my brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he was collecting Social Security in Florida.
Sure.
You know? And, I every time I call, I'm always out, blah, 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 blah. Because I don't see my brother that much.
Yeah. No.
So if I found out she did this, and that he just died natural causes, she was still collecting the money, I don't know how pissed I'd be.
Your brother? Your brother?
He's a dead body.
No, he's your brother.
He's my brother who now doesn't move anymore. So, like, I don't treat death. I mean, it's just you're gone.
You wouldn't be pissed, though, at your sister-in-law?
I don't
like,
think
and you wouldn't. I mean, obviously, like you didn't see this side of her. I'm guessing, so you wouldn't be like shocked and appalled.
First of all, she's a Florida woman. They all got it in them down there. So
okay,
no, but I wouldn't be. Here's I would be sad that he passed and all that stuff, but I wouldn't stop talking to her. I would still communicate with her. I wouldn't be happy about the whole
day.
Situation.
Goodbye. Have a good rest.
Not only would you not be pissed, but you would carry on a relationship with this woman.
I would still communicate with her. Can we not show mercy and forgiveness to people?
How about mercy for the remains of your brother who you talk to weekly?
I know, but he's not here anymore.
And he should have a final resting place if that's what he wanted.
I never buy all that, John. But half the time you You burn a body up, you throw the ashes into the ocean or under a tree. What the hell is that?
Fine. You're right. Look,
she just wanted to keep it here for a while.
No, she wanted to keep it there to collect money. I mean, look, man, I understand.
I don't want to be, I don't know.
You don't want to be what? A decent human?
I didn't do nothing.
Okay.
By the way, I'm still trying to turn the other cheek.
Not only are you not upset with her, you're going to continue on a relationship. Most people don't continue relationships with in-laws when their siblings die, period. All right, 252-WCMF. 252-9263. We are talking about this 63-year-old woman about a year ago. I can't even look at you right now.
What?
You monster.
Monster nothing.
About a year ago, we heard a story. A man's body was found in a basement of a Rochester home in a recycling tote wrapped in plastic. His 63-year-old girlfriend was arrested, but she didn't kill him.
Yeah.
It seems that the man may have died in the home. She then took his body, according to the feds, put it in plastic, put it in this tote, and was regularly pouring bleach over the body to control the smell. Totally fine. She was doing it to collect government benefits, which she collected about $8,000 worth of before she was caught. She was arrested yesterday after pleading guilty in April. She was sentenced to 1 year in jail. And Tommy seems to be the only person in Rochester that is happy with this.
I'm not saying
punishment.
I'm happy. I'm doing cartwheels.
You're going to Disney with your sister-in-law after she had your brother's body in the basement.
I just think I would move on from it.
Kimmy, let's say, God forbid, your sister-in-law does this with your brother.
Yeah.
Could you move on from it?
Even if I could move on from it, like, I don't want to see that person ever again. Like, I'm not continuing on with a relationship with somebody that preserved a body. Even anybody. Like, if she did it to somebody that we know, not even my brother, it would bother me enough to not want to be around that person.
No, but here's the thing. She wasn't even preserving the body. This is not a Lennon or a Mao situation.
Yeah, true.
She was just putting it somewhere where no one would find it,
preserve
and it wouldn't affect her dinner. She didn't have him under glass in a suit.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I was doing great until Tommy started talking about dead corpses being fine.
As opposed to those alive corpses everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, again, that's Tommy. But anyways, I've known, like, in the medical field, there was a kid that I knew in my 20s. He was going to school for to be a first responder. And I cannot detach somebody. Like, if I knew them while they were alive, I cannot separate them being dead from them being alive. Like, God forbid Duffy passes away. Your corpse is still you.
Why'd you have to, there was two other people in the room. Why'd you have to pick me, man?
Okay.
I like where this is going.
It's because I like you, and I didn't want to get
No,
I don't care.
Kimmy sucks. No, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I'm kind of with you there. And here's the thing. I'm not even big on the whole, you know, graveyard funeral. Like, you want to chuck me in the ocean, fine. Just don't hide me and pour.
Let people know I passed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If either one of my sister-in-laws did that to my brothers, I would never want to talk to them or see them again. That's
don't give them reasons, bro.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So we haven't even gotten to what might be the most bizarre part of the story.
What's that?
Because you had said, you know, I see her as mental.
Yeah.
Right? Mental is the way you put it. Okay. It turns out she wasn't the only one that knew about this.
Right.
Well, wait. So there was somebody else in on it?
So this 63-
I forgot about that.
Yes, the 63-year-old woman's son was also initially charged in this case. And he looks like he's an adult.
So now we know how he got him into the toter.
Potentially. We don't know how this worked. And by the way, we don't know what happened with those charges with the son. I haven't seen anything since. But there is surveillance video from what looks like a Walmart of the pair, the mother and son, using this man's benefits card after he had passed away. How, with two people being aware of what was happening, did one day not one of them go, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe this is the most insane thing ever in the history of the world.
Got somebody to go in on it.
But maybe when you're trying to protect a family member, potentially, like, all logic goes out of your brain. You know, because at this point, if you found out about it, it's already going on. So you can't stop it from happening.
It's done.
Okay.
So you may just be in protection mode, like, Let me try to help you stay out of trouble at this point. I don't know.
Hey, if you're heading to Walmart, I need a few things too.
He's with her. Yeah. Kimmy, he's with her. Look,
I'm out of Bounty.
Gonna need plenty of box of Bounty. Yeah.
And we're out of Clorox.
I can appreciate you, Kimmy, trying to come up with like a
Like I'm just saying, like maybe but, you know, when you're in the situation that you never saw coming, obviously you never thought you'd be in. I don't know. Maybe your brain just starts doing weird stuff.
But there had to be a discussion where at the end both of them were like, okay, this is the route we're gonna continue
but
to
don't
go.
Forget, we did see another family that did this. Not this, but you know, we're the mother, the kids were all in on it.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're talking about the Rideout family on Pittsburgh a couple of years ago. It was
same situation.
Yes, mother and two sons responsible for the death of this father. Right. Well, no, that one I get. Okay, let me
I guess
rephrase
like blind
that.
Blind loyalty. I don't know what
and
to call it.
And even the Charlie Tan, the mother was also, and the brother.
Okay, but in the mother.
I mean, everybody was kind of connected to these stories.
Okay, but in that situation,
maybe it's easier than you think.
I think because they weren't living with the bodies, like in the Rideout.
No, but
situation,
you also covered up heinous thing.
I understand. I think what is look. Right. All right. Now we're getting all kinds of boondoggled here. Let me say, I do not believe what this woman did is close to the other two stories we're discussing. Okay, and I will go further. When it comes to the Rideout case, and we don't have enough time to go back. There's so many details. Google it if you want.
Yeah,
those boys, according to the story, tried to dispose of that body.
Right.
In the Charlie Tan case, that kid did not try to hide the fact that his father was dead.
Right.
What is mind-blowing in this story is that this woman, and it seems her son, if the allegations from earlier were true, just went about their daily lives.
Yeah, right? They moved on.
Nobody else in the other stories went about their daily lives.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't...
Maybe it's not as hard as you think.
Okay, maybe for you?
No, but I've seen it in general. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you want to help, like Kimmy said, sometimes you just want to help a loved one.
No, you're just grasping at any straw because you realize what you sounded like.
No, I got it from Kimmy.
Okay.
Kimmy said it.
Way to go, Kimmy. Great job.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You make mistakes you don't realize you're making with your body when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Think of the booze or drug nights you wish you could have back.
Oh, yeah.
Trick ankle or the elbow you have at 30, 40, 50 thanks to some youth sports injury.
Mm.
But past that, Gen X and millennials in particular may be in a spot no other generation has been in human history.
That's what y'all do to yourselves.
Well, when it came to our heads, for some reason, we decided that protecting them was not at all important.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
This story starts with a warning.
Oh.
So my brother Ryan and I,
we
do a Bills lifestyle-themed podcast called Let's Go Duffalo.
Yeah.
If you want to catch it, you can get it wherever your podcasts are downloaded there.
Thanks for the warning.
Well, it has been voted the number one Bills-themed podcast done by Irish brothers. So we got that going for you.
All right.
And on the show this week that we did, we were talking about how when we were kids growing up, there were like 15 other kids in our neighborhood, and we would all play these kick-ass games of tackle football in this big common area where we grew up. But what made these games unique, every kid in the neighborhood, for some reason, went out and got these plastic replica football helmets that Rydell used to make.
Okay.
Okay?
So you guys played with helmets?
We played with helmets. And
really?
We all had our favorite teams on the side of it.
Okay.
And we would go out and play with helmets. Like, for some reason, every parent decided, we'll all
as
go.
As long as they have helmets on, it's fine.
Okay, but we ended up leading with our heads.
Yeah.
And blasting each other in the head all day, every single summer, hours on end, all summer long.
Yeah.
And Ryan and I were laughing about this on the show this week and laughing about how stupid we were for doing it. So over the weekend, I got stopped at a hockey rink by a guy who works, I'll just say, in brain science.
Oh.
And he had heard the show.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He was horrified by the story. And he's talking to me about it. And he tells me that millennials specifically, as a generation,
your age,
have been impacted by long-term brain injuries more than any generation in the past century.
But why? Just because of how you played?
Yes.
People got stronger and faster, and the safety regulations weren't up to date then.
So I looked up this study article he was referencing, and it turns out that contact sports and our lack of understanding of what contact did to our heads may have destroyed the brains of everyone between like 30 and 45.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah. Plus, kids.
Look at Joel.
Oh, yeah?
Can't hold a thought or a goddamn job.
Because I'm sure, like, generations before were just as irresponsible about it, but they weren't. They weren't playing it as much. Like, when we were kids, like, it really, those travel sports really started to ramp up.
All the repetitiveness.
The practice every day was a common thing, multiple times a day, double sessions, whatever. It became more intense.
It gets worse than that.
Yeah.
Because in this article and the discussion I'm having with this brain science guy, they get into theories as why it's so bad. And they talk about sports and they say
people
that's a big part.
Bigger,
of it.
Faster.
That's another thing that's brought up. But there are also theories that shows like Jackass and things we did to emulate those guys played a role.
Thank you, Johnny Knoxville.
We were also coming of age when X Game sports were getting huge.
You're
skateboarding,
right.
Inline, BMX, biking.
Yeah.
All of these things. And no one wore a helmet back then because you didn't want to look like a little bitch.
You wanted to look cool, man.
It was like the perfect storm.
Yeah.
We just kept getting blasted over and over in the dome. And because of that, as a generation, we seem to be at risk of some serious issues.
The amount of men I know that got injured in a shopping cart.
The number is way too high. I'm one of them. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Rates of anxiety and depression are higher in millennials than any other generation.
So you may have had undiagnosed concussions.
Oh, there's no question.
That have lingering effects.
Yes. So, like the anxiety and depression that are higher in millennials, those are a side effect of repeated head trauma. Mm. Millennials are also at higher risk for memory and concentration issues compared to other generations
plus
at our age.
Music.
That can also be a sign of repeated head trauma. We may have broken our brains as kids and had no idea what we were doing.
Damn.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you're around Kimmy and I's age, I want you to think about the dumbass stuff we did, just trying to entertain ourselves.
And your friends.
And literally using our heads to do it. Because we were, Kimmy, the last generation before they fully understood how bad concussions were for you.
That's going to be a lingering effect for the rest of your life.
Like, if you played high school football and you're like 35 to 50, you saw those flashes of light when you got hit in the head. And you would shake the cobwebs out and you'd go, those were concussions.
Yeah. My husband's convinced most of his injuries, and especially head injuries, came in high school, not in college.
100%.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing. I don't want to sound like I'm blaming anybody because our coaches and our parents, they didn't know. They didn't know at the time. They weren't being negligent.
Or maybe they didn't. Yeah, there we go.
I would like to imagine my mother, if she knew what I was doing to me was damaging me throughout the rest of my life, would have been like, hey, maybe it's time to stop. But like, I have vivid memories, or I'm sorry, try this again. I have spotty memories of like playing football, you know, some guy running over me, like giant flash of light. You go, ugh. And then you just go back and do it again.
Yeah.
That's a concussion, man.
It is.
That is, it has been said now, if you got hit and saw that pop flash of light, that's a concussion.
It was so funny because somebody went in the hallway was telling a story where she hit her head.
Yes.
And then somebody said, did you have a concussion? And she said, yes. But I'm like, well, nobody looked at you. You don't know. But maybe she saw that flash of light and knew that's a concussion.
Well, what's interesting,
I guess when you hit your head and knock yourself out, you probably have a concussion.
Well, I didn't know, like, every time you have a concussion, you could also hit your head and not have a concussion.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Depending on how you hit your head.
Now, here's the thing. I might be being a little over-anxious here. I don't know if that flash...
I hear that's a sign.
I don't know if that flash of light is actually diagnosed.
That is some type of injury.
And here's the thing. There is no, like, test you can take that will definitively tell you if you have a concussion. They can't, like, take a blood test.
Oh, I thought they looked at your eyes and stuff.
They can. Yeah. And, like, look, there are some people, like, you know they have a concussion. But there are other people who don't show the same kind of symptoms that can have concussions. You can get checked out, think you're okay, and it turns out you had one.
You need one of them blue tents.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It leads to another potential theory about why things are so different between two different types of people in our generation. Yeah. But before we get there, 252-WCMF, the theory is that if you're a Gen Xer or a millennial, all the play we did involving bashing our heads into things have actually made us the most head-damaged generations in the history of the world. Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good. I don't quite understand. I'm in my 70s.
Okay.
1973, playing football, high school football, first scrimmage of the year, I get a very bad concussion. I mean, I didn't know my name for like 2 hours. Got kicked in the head. So go through, recover from that. Fifth game of the season, I get another concussion during a game.
Hey, you really suck at football.
I tackled with my head back then. You
sure,
know?
Yeah, we all did, yeah.
Yep, this is back in 1973. My mother takes me to a doctor, little Chinese woman. I can remember just as plain as day. And she said, you know, there's been some studies about concussions and, you know, multiple concussions can lead to issues and blah, blah, blah. So my mother didn't let me finish the season. Now, my point is this. That was in 1973. You know, what took them like another 30, 40 years to decide, hey, maybe we should do something about it when they knew about it, like back in the 70s?
Yeah, that's what. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I don't mean to cut you off. By the way, you called a Dairy Queen. You realize this, right? No, Jim, I didn't mean to cut you off. I guess what I'm getting at is every day there are new medical studies done that theorize different things that it turns out down the road, well, the study was flawed or it didn't work out the way we thought. So, Jim, if there were only a handful of studies back then and they weren't investing a ton of time and money,
it wasn't advanced, Jim.
Exactly. Like, this woman was on it and she understood what was happening, but, you know— Yes, there were a lot of things done, it turns out, by certain sports leagues and companies to cover this stuff up. But, I mean, that's a good question. Like, if we had the idea back then, was it the fact that there wasn't enough study done? Were people actively trying to hide this? I don't know, Jim. It's a good question.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, Jimmy, I'm glad your brain's okay, buddy. And we'll have your blizzard ready for you in about 5 minutes. Jim, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. As we talk about this concussion issue in millennials and Gen Xers. Sarah writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm a younger millennial. Every man I've ever dated said they had a minimum of 3 concussions during childhood, mainly from sports. I've never played contact sports, so maybe that's more normal. That was always kind of alarming to me, which brings me to my bigger point here.
What is that?
With this concussion theory in Gen Xers and millennials, is that why, Kimmy, men between 30 and 50 seem so much different than women that are the same age right now?
It's possible, but I would also think with the rise of women's sports at that time, we may have also been getting concussions in what we thought were safe sports
Understood.
At the time.
Like cheerleading.
Soccer.
There was probably a lot of stuff going unnoticed, and that with those sports getting more and more popular, I would think that women of of around our age would also kind of be having the same issues.
Okay, I understand that women's sports was starting to blow
up. You're
saying
like
in
general more men?
If we're going to talk about stupid things you did offside, outside the football field.
Yeah, they weren't, you know, jumping off of things head first.
And on top of that, I mean, look, if you look at like the average high school in from like 95 to 2015, you had 50 to 60 guys on a football team. Mm-hmm. You had 25 guys on a hockey team. There were 15 female basketball players. There were 20. You know, there were more guys doing this.
So there's more damage done to the boys.
I would
think that. Just based on how they play, too.
Like, okay, so heterosexual millennial relationships have struggled. Do you know that less than 50% of millennials are married right now?
Oh, so marriage is way down.
Yeah. And women have no problem doing it on their own without a guy now. Yeah. Right. And I get that there are 1,000 different reasons why that could be the case. But could part of that be the long-term effects of running headfirst into a brick wall with a garbage can lid at 16 years old?
Well, the problem is you guys still brag about running into the wall at 60 miles per hour in a trash can.
Yeah, it's because I got so many concussions, I still think it's funny. Like, is it possible that women seem more mature in their 20s and 30s, not because that's how humanity works, but because we messed our heads up so bad?
Yeah, well, that could be part of it. I mean, boys are aggressive dicks to begin with. Yeah. You add all the sports and all the jackass and combo play. Yeah, you probably screwed yourself up, but good.
Screwed yourself up, but good?
But good.
Who's got the concussions?
Yeah. I don't have a concussion.
It would look, it's weird because it looks like your head's swollen.
One of them was last night.
Like, that's the funniest thing. You're the dumbest man in this room, and you've never played any sport in your life. So if there is going to be good news here.
Yeah.
I mean, we have made things better for our kids.
Like, well, you're watching them.
Yeah.
Well, and it even goes like what I'm sorry, go ahead, Kim.
No, I was just going to say, yes, more safety measures are in place to help prevent things, to get ahead of things if there are signs. I think, you know, coaches take it more seriously. There's less, I would say, shame in pushing through an injury.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, to Kimmy's point, like, there are specific, like, there are people that exist at some of these sporting events that are not involved with the teams, that if they see something, they
they're spotters,
exactly.
They have to hold the kid out even if the kid wants to go back in.
And I think an even bigger process that helps is, you know, you want to emulate the folks that you watch on television.
Yeah.
Football players, hockey players, basketball players. Now that the NFL is forcing people out of the game, the NHL are forcing people out of a game, you don't have these 14, 15, 16-year-old kids that think, I have to be tough like my heroes are.
But they used to sell you those videos, too. The NFL's hardest hit.
Yes!
Brutal. And they had the hockey fights and all that stuff.
I owned all of them.
Yeah. Because it all looks so cool.
You're right. I mean, it is.
Cars wiping out. People falling off of, like, ski lifts.
And that was Gale Sayers. Yes. He fell off that ski lift. He got hit by a car.
Derming. During the filming of Roots.
Who has a concussion again? Derming?
Jury.
You know, I do feel bad because, Kimmy, you brought up the girls' sports stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about mostly guys here. Amelia writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. As a cheerleader in high school, 2019 to 2023, I had 4 to 5 concussions, but only one or two of them were, quote, diagnosed because I didn't want to be taken out of my sport.
Yeah, cheerleading really changed from what I saw as a kid.
Well, I think even cheerleading has, I don't think that, especially on high school teams, like Section 5 high school teams, like they can't do the same stunts that they did years ago because they were so dangerous.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
By throwing them up and hitting
I think
the
that
lights?
There are some limitations on what they're allowed to do when it comes time for like competitions and stuff because so many people had gotten hurt doing some of
them. We lost so many Tiffany's in the 1990s.
Bro, can I tell you the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life?
Sure.
I'm playing JV football at Aquinas. Mm-hmm. This is like 2001. We're playing Edison Tech. We're at Edison. We're taking a knee in the end zone at halftime.
Yeah.
The cheerleaders are doing their whole thing, right? So we're just standing, watching, waiting to get back out there. They throw this girl up as high as they can in the air. They miss her.
Oh.
She went full bore on her back of her head, feet over the back of her. Like, it is burned into my memory forever. And she was okay.
Like, she have a spine?
I mean, they brought the ambulance out and everything. Turns out, like, she was.
But she wasn't fine.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah, she
sometimes
looked fine.
The girls that are catching the flyers, as they call them, are the ones that get hurt the most because they're getting, like, kicked and elbowed and punched in the face. On accident, obviously, but yeah, like they could have concussions that they don't know about.
Rob writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. This generation is really soft, signed the Miami Dolphins medical staff. I mean, that's another thing, right? Like, you see how people react to those injuries now?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I remember.
It's uncomfortable to watch when we see those injuries happen in any pro sport.
That too, when his hands are all weird.
And everybody,
it's terrifying.
Yes. Yeah. And again, think of the difference between now and then. I remember being 6 years old, 7 years old. The Colts had come to Buffalo. I'm sitting in my dad's seats. Jeff George was a quarterback at the time. Bruce Smith came around his backside. He was unconscious before he hit the ground.
Oh, really?
He was out. And somebody like grabbed him by the back of the jersey and like picked him up and dropped him. Like to be like, are you okay, man? He was just like, but he was a dead body,
oh my God.
Essentially. And everyone in the crowd was like, okay,
yeah.
Come on.
Get up, Winkling.
He's out of the game, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
He's just lazy.
If you want to hear the whole discussion about backyard football, helmet tackle football, you can download Let's Go Duffalo on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch the show live, actually.
Watch us talk.
We're doing an appearance this weekend.
What?
In person.
That's right.
The Duffy Brothers.
Is paying you two jackasses.
We will be at MafiaCon.
I'm doing it for free.
You didn't have to say that out loud. No, we're going to be at MafiaCon. It's a Bills fan convention in Buffalo this
weekend. That sounds pretty cool for y'all.
Seneca One.
Man.
So we come out and see Ryan Duffy, star of the show.
God, you don't even get me started.
So if I go and see you, do I get anything? Like, do you have like anything to hand me or anything?
We got stickers.
Yeah, stickers? Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're watching the live stream right now, I would like to just say something that's been on my mind. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, Odyssey app, WCMF.com.
So what's going on?
My brother... He's on the show with us on Fridays during the football season.
Big star.
But yeah.
Big segment.
People are like, when's Ryan Duffy coming back? And I'm not kidding.
People are big fans of Ryan. I've said on the show before, my brother is the more talented one in the family. But he has taken a liking to being in this industry.
Yeah.
So Ryan wanted to have stuff to give people at MafiaCon this weekend. So he decided we should do stickers.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, I know someone who can make them for us. Just design something and send it to me.
So he did.
Yes. And if you are watching the live stream, I am holding up the sticker my brother made.
Mm.
It is him front and center.
Yes.
Spread wide open. Looks like he's screaming. And then me off in the tiny left-hand corner background.
You can't even really see. You.
Drinking a beer.
Okay.
And I go, hey, not for nothing. This is a lot of you in here.
That is so the Ryan.
He didn't even realize what he had done.
Yes. Oh, I think he did. So I can get one of them stickers.
Yeah, we'll be giving away those stickers on Saturday, MafiaCon in Buffalo.
Sounds like it's going to be packed.
Seneca One. We went and did it last year. It was packed. It's awesome.
I'm sure.
It's so much fun.
Oh, I bet.
Shut up.
Guys walk around, talk about football.
Guys and gals walk around, talk about football.
Gals, too. Pretty gals. Trying talk about football.
Trying to pronounce words that we can no longer pronounce because we hit ourselves in the head over and over again when we were teenagers. All right, let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This would be jarring. And maybe this is like a knee-jerk reaction. You don't realize what could go wrong if you did this.
Okay.
But one man in Brighton ended up having a bigger problem after deciding he was going to try and handle this on his own.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the breaker, brought to you just Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Mm.
A man from Brighton had his car stolen.
Yeah.
And we don't know when the car was stolen. However, earlier this week, according to a story on 13 Wham, he was driving when, driving in the opposite direction,
Yodi say?
He saw his car.
Oh.
Driver.
Okay.
So it turns out, according to police, an 18-year-old from Irondequoit was behind the wheel of his stolen car. And we don't know how long at this point the car had been stolen
mm-hmm.
from. But this man, after seeing his own car
yeah.
that had been stolen, being driven by somebody else, decided he was going to take care of this.
Pull the U-turn.
Get my car back.
He started following.
So he got to chase his own.
Yep. His man started following his own stolen car. So, according to 13 Wham.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Well, we don't know how long he was following the car for.
Yeah, what was his plan?
I don't know. And we don't know if the man was like honking, yelling, yeah. whatever. But according to the story, the teen that was driving his stolen car
yeah.
lost control of it in Brighton
oh.
and crashed it on South Winton Road. The teen was taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
They're okay, but they were eventually arrested. And this guy, despite spotting and following the car,
yeah.
watched it get smashed up and may now actually have a bigger problem than when the day started.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't know.
The details are very
okay.
vague in the story.
All right.
The police may have even been involved at this point. He may have called 911. Who the hell knows?
Mm.
It does have to be weird to see your own car drive past you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's got to be a little jarring.
Because like, even when you see your wife when you don't expect her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You wave at each other. I know you, obviously.
It had to be a pretty unique car, too, to notice. Because, like, I see people with the same car as me all the time. But, how often are you looking at the license plate?
Oh, well, I mean, there could be other unique things about your car. Stickers.
Yeah,
the way,
I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think I would know my car immediately.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the knee-jerk reaction of seeing your stolen car driven by somebody else is, I'm going to get it. Like, that's understandable.
Yeah.
But when that knee-jerk reaction wears off, when you have started following the car, to the question you had a second ago, what's your plan?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Keep track of it, I guess. I mean, my theory would be I would follow it, call the police and follow it so I can let them know where it is.
Okay.
You know?
See where they go if they get out.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Hey, that's my car, buddy.
You can't drive this car. So, Kimmy, you would be someone who would follow a stolen car that was yours.
To an extent, I guess. Like, if I was able to turn around and see where this car is going, but, like, if it got dangerous for people involved, I probably am out. But I would want to know where it's going, and I'd try to keep my eyes on it for as long as I can.
Yeah, all you can do is call the cops.
Yeah.
And that's just it. That's the only logical way this works out, is to continue to stay at
yeah.
a distance
yeah. Yeah.
and watch it.
Like, they're heading this way, and I don't know.
Yeah, but you go all fast and furious, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And that's just it. I know there are people that would think, I'm just going to confront them and get my car back.
We're going to cut them off.
And that's where this gets dangerous,
yeah.
right? Because you don't know what that person's situation is.
Yeah.
You don't know what they have on them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they have previous issues where they are not going to get arrested no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
They're desperate.
I get that every man especially is arrogant and thinks
yes.
that they can handle themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do you want to confront someone who was already willing to steal your car?
Yes.
Right?
That every guy thinks he can cut him off, pull a move. You know what I mean?
Pit maneuver!
Right. I'll bump him.
Mm-hmm.
Cut him off.
Hell yeah, man.
Pull him out of that car. Give him what for.
But some guy's actually maybe excited to do that.
Yeah.
But now you're
damaging. Now's my chance.
But you're damaging your car.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
You're not, though.
No, I'm really good.
How is that insurance claim going to work?
I don't know.
And then I know there are also people who have had the theory that if you had your car stolen, you keep the other key with you at all times. That way, if you see it, you could just jump in the car and take it back.
I would never. That wouldn't even dawn on me.
Well, you're not as smart as some other people.
Apparently.
But there's also an issue with that theory.
What's that?
Because let's say this man who saw his car that had been stolen driving in Brighton and started following it. Let's say he followed it till this 18-year-old kid who allegedly stole it got out of the car and ran into like a CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And you jump in the car and you take your car back. You don't know what that person had in the car.
Oh, true.
Like, you can't be sure there aren't drugs. There
Maybe there's a bonus in a trunk.
Exactly. Illegal weapons.
Yeah.
And if there are, and somebody finds that in there, how do you explain it? I mean, serious
that
question.
That is not That's my not. Machine gun.
I mean, I know, like, you would notice a machine gun right away.
These
you would
are not my things inside of my vehicle.
But let's say they found a really good hiding spot for narcotics.
Yeah, a little baggy over here.
And 6 months from now, you get pulled over on the thruway, and that shows up. How do you explain that?
Yeah, true.
Right? Like, I mean, if it goes through the proper channels and the cops take the car and give it back to you, okay, now you have ability to explain it. If not, it just feels like the whole thing was a bad idea.
Yeah, you should let the cops deal with it.
Okay, but then again, the counterargument's going to be, I have let the cops deal with it. They haven't found my car yet.
Yeah. But to your point, I don't want to get pulled, you know, find a bag of heroin in my car a year later.
You don't?
Well,
I would have thought you would want to find it.
Well, you know how I feel about heroin.
Put this away for when things get really bad.
I'm saying it's nice to have a little insurance.
I wonder if the age of the person behind the wheel would also affect whether or not you want to
The pursuer,
go.
You mean?
Yeah. Well, not the pursuer so much as the actual alleged criminal.
Oh.
Like, would let's say an average 40-year-old man, would he be more or less likely to chase a teenager versus more or less likely to chase someone who's like his age with his car?
I'm going to say teenager.
So they would want the confrontation with the
teenager? Yeah.
Teenagers don't have reason, man.
No, but every old man hates teenagers.
But their frontal lobe not yet fully formed.
Yes.
And they don't have concussions, so they're probably faster than we are.
True.
Thinking quicker.
But every old man wants to light up a kid.
I understand, but isn't that why we end up in the situation?
Yes, it is. Okay. It is, yeah.
Right? Because, like,
yeah.
If an 18-year-old kid just kicks your ass, like, now you're... He stole your car and he kicked your ass and he probably got your car and drove away again. he's got 1 foot on each gas, driving both of them away in the middle of the two cars.
Oh, he's driving like riding a couple of dolphins.
That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah! 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 All right. So, I mean, look, the smart thing to do is let the cops.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would never do something like this, but I do have some sympathy for this guy. Like, he didn't confront the person.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can understand the logic and the immediate response, like wanting to follow that car.
But his car's all smashed up.
And you got to witness that. On
but we don't know if he caused the car to get smashed up either.
No, but I mean, he watched it happen. Yeah. No.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.